relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We have people standing in line for 45 minutes at Costco. And so what I was saying is you have empty restaurants. You can go through the drive-thru. You can do takeout. The media freaks can do what they want. But, you know, they're endangering lives here by continuing this panic when we have no food shortage in this country. The farmers of America produce an abundant food supply. We have more food than we can eat in this country. And we ought to stop panicking and ensure that people know they don't have to wait in a line at Costco for 30, 45 minutes. They need to stay calm.
Yeah.
That was a voice of reason, Devin Nunes. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network across the nation. And I am your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. We have a very, very special day. We will actually be running 4 hours of radio for you. Why? We have our show, America First. And then right after that, I will be joined by my fellow Salem Radio Network hosts. You know who they are. Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, and also our SRN News White House correspondent Greg Cluxton for an hour-long special on the coronavirus pandemic, an SRN News special report. So if you're hearing this now on the radio, you will get a whole hour dedicated just to the coronavirus starting when this show finishes at 6 p.m. Eastern. We shall also be, as usual, broadcasting on YouTube, live streaming on Facebook, and then posting the video on our Instagram TV channel as well. For the regular show today, we have your calls, a focus. The second hour, we're going to dedicate to you. He was in studio just a week ago, and very graciously, my personal doctor, Dr. Sam Pappas, a man I highly respect, will be with us for the second hour to take your calls. If you have medical questions, we're going to be taking your calls because we want to be the voice of reason, the voice of information that you can trust. Before the good doctor, Newt Gingrich, who is in Italy at the epicenter of the European experience with the Wuhan Chinese coronavirus. The former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, will be with us. In the first hour, a bit of fun. Jerry Wayne, do you remember that worker who Joe Biden tried to accost and got all aggressive with in that factory? Well, Jerry Wayne will be with us. And then in our last hour, Jennifer Horn. But throughout, you will be with us as well. Our number, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. In other news, the president has temporarily decided to close the border with Canada. This will impact non-essential traffic, and trade will not be affected. Hopefully, that will soon be followed with a similar decision on our southern border as well in the name of our security. In political news, Joe Biden has crushed Bernie the Bolshevik Sanders in the primary sweep of Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. It is only a matter of time now, I hope, when he decides to drop out. But then what will happen with the Bernie bros? Who can tell? Let me share with you my take on where we are right now with regard to the Wuhan coronavirus. This, too, shall pass. When the president says that we will overcome the threat posed by the Wuhan coronavirus, he is, of course, correct. Despite recent panic selling on the stock market and the day-in, day-out fear-mongering of the legacy media, we remain the strongest and richest nation in the world. And also, we remain rated the most capable country when it comes to dealing with any type of pandemic. We must be thankful as Americans that the president initiated an early travel ban from China and then Europe, measures that Dr. Fauci, the face of our professional medical response to the virus, has admitted made us significantly safer than countries whose leaders did not exercise their authority to protect their citizens. Have the rest of our domestic responses been the right responses? Some seasoned observers, such as my Salem Radio colleague Dennis Prager, have argued that the massive planned bailouts, the closing of restaurants, bars, theaters, and sporting events is a gross overreaction for a virus that has killed less than 150 people out of a population of over 327 million. We will be asking Dennis to share his views with us during our special this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern. These arguments seem intuitive, especially when we consider the annual deaths from other causes, such as the regular flu or opioid overdoses. The former, the flu, results in 53,000 Americans dead per year, and the latter, opioid overdoses, in 70,000. Yet we don't shutter the NBA or close restaurants as a result of either. Only time will tell if our actions were proportionate to the threat posed. However, in the meantime, there are things we can say for certain or predict with a larger than usual degree of certitude. First, the fake news industrial complex is an even greater threat to the truth than it was during the previous 3.5 years of Russia collusion and Ukrainian quid pro quos. This crisis has barely begun, but already the mainstream legacy media has been caught repeatedly manufacturing fake stories in order to attack the president and weaken his response to the Wuhan virus. There are some very egregious examples, from false reports that there would be a national curfew, that Dr. Fauci had been muzzled by the president, and that the president had told governors to, quote, get their own ventilators. All of them were lies. Even if you are used to the propaganda of the legacy media, this is a watershed as far as I'm concerned. After the last 2 weeks, no reasonable person can conclude that the media is just biased or driven by some personal animus to the president. Now it is clear that the likes of CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, and The Washington Post are willing to exploit human tragedy and a national emergency for their own financial and political profit. This will remain a challenge to our republic even after we have isolated the virus, found a working vaccine, and returned to some kind of normalcy. Re-electing President Trump this November would go a long way to breaking the fake news as an enemy of the American people for good. Paradoxically, the foreign threat may be easier to overcome than the domestic one of a seditious media. And this is the good news we can already identify as a result of the Wuhan Chinese coronavirus. However long we are sequestered at home, whatever the transitory effect on Wall Street, the American people will never again allow our safety to be held hostage by the world's largest communist regime. It may have taken scores of American deaths, but never again will we allow another country, especially a dictatorship, be the manufacturer of the majority of our medical needs and more than 80% of our antibiotics. Whether or not, as a nation, we have overreacted to this threat or responded just right, the Chinese coronavirus emergency has proven President Donald Trump and the 63 million Americans who voted for him right on the threat China poses to our nation. The need to bring jobs and manufacturing back home and to secure our borders for good. That's my take on where we are right now. More throughout the show and then our special SRN news report on the coronavirus pandemic, starting right after this show ends, 6 p.m. Eastern, with my friends, my colleagues, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, and our White House correspondent for SRN News, Greg Cluxton. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I have a message for all you special people out there who may be leaning a little bit towards what I am leaning to, who think this is a little bit crazy. All the assaults for toilet paper at Costco, closing down the bars and the restaurants. If you think it's just a little bit too much, I've got a mission for you. If you think we're overreacting, how about instead, let's help those who are really in trouble. We're still the strongest nation, the richest nation, but right now, not far from our southern borders, there are children who are hungry. In Guatemala, there is a child malnutrition problem worse than Haiti. So if you're good, if you're healthy, let's help those who really, really are in dire straits. It is the Lenten season. It's a time to give. Easter is almost upon us. Thank you to all of you who've donated to Food for the Poor. If you haven't already, please, 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 please do so today. Make a difference. Be a modern missionary. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. Just one number. Any donation in any amount makes a difference. It's all tax deductible. But if you donate $80 today, $80, you will provide food and clean water for a child for a year, thanks to Food for the Poor. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, click on the Feed the Starving Families banner, or call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Let's have some perspective. There are children who will go to sleep hungry tonight. Let's help them because we can, and it's the right thing to do. So, a few days ago, somebody who probably didn't want to be famous became famous overnight. A bit like Joe the Plumber 2.0. Let's remind you of what happened. And my friends, the call board is full. Don't go anywhere. Craig, John, Greg, Alexis. Wow. You guys want to talk and we will get to you. But let's play a little audio from Joe Biden using a rather peculiar way to convince somebody to vote for him.
Shush. Shush. I support the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. But from the very beginning, I have a shotgun, I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my son's hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapons. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds.
You were a veto when you said you're going to take our gun.
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out that are simply a lie.
Your voice, you said that you're taking the gun.
Well, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR, your AR-14s and whatever.
Okay, this is not okay.
Hold on.
Hey, let's
don't
tell me.
There's a lot of guys.
There you have the man who wishes to be president arguing with a Fiat Chrysler auto worker in Detroit saying, oh, I'm not going to take away your AR-14s. And we have that man on the line right now. His name is Jerry Wayne, and his new Twitter title is Jerry Wayne AR-14. Mr. Wayne, welcome to America First.
Hey, Mr. Gorka, pleasure.
Well, I have to ask you a personal question first. Did you want to be famous, or did this all happen by accident?
Oh, this all happened by accident, completely. That was just me being me.
So you didn't rehearse this, you didn't have a script, you didn't set it up with a buddy of yours filming it. That's just Jerry Wayne being Jerry Wayne.
Yeah, well, I can't say I didn't write it out. I definitely wrote it out before.
Oh, so you wanted to ask this question about your Second Amendment rights from Joe Biden?
Yes, sir. I just didn't know if I was going to have the opportunity to ask him, that's all.
And what did, I have to ask you, what did you expect would be the response?
I expected him just to wave me by and say, we're not taking questions, that's all.
So you didn't expect him to say that you are full of excrement and you need to go and fight him outside?
No, that's not even close to what I was expecting.
So I have to commend you. You really took the rhetorical battle to this man, and you caught him in a lie. He said it. He says he wants to come after our quote-unquote assault rifles. He said he wants to make Beto O'Rourke his point man on disarming the American people. And I have to commend you, Mr. Wayne. If you haven't seen it, ladies and gentlemen, Eric, repost right now this incredible NRA video that Jerry has starred in that really gets the nub of the issue and really why I think he did what he did. Can you share with us, and thank you for doing that video, which I found very impressive. What have the consequences been for you in the last few days since you challenged Joe Biden on his intent to disarm the American people, Mr. Wayne?
Well, I'm getting a lot of action from both sides. I got love and hate coming at me, but I tell you what, it's about 9-to-1 ratio for love to hate, and people seem to like, they're a fan of what I said.
So why? Let me ask you, why did you do what you did? Are you concerned about, I mean, how much of a gun guy are you, and how worried are you about the future of our Second Amendment?
Well, I've been a gun guy ever since I was a child. I was hunting ever since I was a kid. And
Do you have many AR-14s?
Now I've got plenty.
why did you want to ask this question of Joe Biden?
Well, I guess you could say I'm some sort of a constitutionalist. It's just I think that we were brought up with this Constitution, and that's what we have. Because we have what we have today because of the Constitution itself.
Yes.
And when I hear a politician say they want to take away our rights, it makes me want to take a step back and actually look at the situation and see what's actually happening to America. And the fact that they feel that it's okay to come after our rights means that, in my opinion, we're under attack here. And it's not okay to be taking our guns. And out of all the amendments, that's the last one they should be coming after.
Indeed, and we are seeing record. And I went to my gun store this weekend. I have never, ever seen it so crowded because people understand if this isn't hysteria, if this isn't just fear-mongering, the last line of defense is you. You're going to have to protect your family. Jerry Wayne, follow this man, Jerry Wayne AR-14 on Twitter and also Instagram. In the last minute we have with you, first things first, I want to thank you for what you did. We don't see enough of citizens standing up to those who wish to take away our God-given rights. In the last minute we have here in America First, and you're talking to the whole nation, this is coast to coast, millions of listeners. Jerry Wayne, what is your message to our listeners and viewers on YouTube?
My message is to stand back, listen to the opposition, actually listen to what they have to say, but at the same time, keep the facts in your back pocket. Don't go at people with an attack. Actually try to mend ourselves together here. But at the same time, we are under attack by these politicians, and it's time now to stand up. I'm not the only guy. There's plenty other people that would have done the same thing I did. I just had the opportunity. Wait for your opportunity and take it, not with violence, but with words.
This is the American spirit. God bless you. I hope to see you in studio if you come to the Swamp. And I think there might be a trip or two in your future coming to our nation's capital. Follow this man right now on Twitter. He stood up to the liars, to the prevaricators, the gun grabbers. Jerry Wayne, AR-14. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next. Mark, Craig, John, Greg, Alexis, stay on the line. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Yes, indeed, and it's a special day. Our second hour will be dedicated to you, your health questions, your medical questions with my doctor, Dr. Sam Pappas, in studio. Call us if you have a query, if you have a question. And then, as soon as this show, America First, finishes live, we will transfer to our SRN News special report on the coronavirus pandemic with me, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, and Mike Gallagher, and our White House correspondent, Greg Cluxton. So if you're listening to us right now, we're going to transition straight into that show for an hour after we finished today. You do not want to miss it. But in the meantime, the call board is absolutely full. As soon as somebody drops off, we can take your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. Let's start at the top. Mark, New York, line one. Welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Gorka.
Hi.
Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you. And you're a voice crying out in the wilderness, and thank you for your show. Let me just say, make a quick couple of comments, and I'd like to hear what you have to say. I think we both realize that what's going on right now, obviously, is quite a severe overreaction to something that may or may not exist. And
it exists. Mark, hang on. It exists. The question.
Let me qualify that. I meant basically in the respect, or basically in the severity
that they're making it out to be. Right. Okay. Good.
Sorry about that. Yeah. But we have to acknowledge that this, in no way, shape, or form, as far as we know, is as severe as the bubonic plague, which we know decimated, I believe, half of Europe.
The bubonic plague is a quarter of Europe. It's about 25 million people. But yeah, right. But that's going back 700 years. But yeah, Spanish flu, and so you know, right now, it's less than 150 people in America.
Yeah, and the second comment is this: I grew up as a kid in the 70s. And let me just say, it was probably one of the most non-hygienic decades, possibly. I'm not sure. Maybe you could add a little bit more info on that. And we did not have access to antibacterial or anything related. And we battled and overcame some of the most severe forms of flu viruses and all things related. So that's why, at this point, I think this is just we're living in a hyper-emotional culture at this point.
That's very important, Mark, that the emphasis on emotions is potentially a driver for the overreaction. And the question I want everybody to think about right now is a very simple one, and we'll address this in our special at 6 p.m. Is the level of fear commensurate to the level of danger? Just internalize that question. The level of fear, is it commensurate? Is it relatively of the same dimension as the danger that we are experiencing? Great call, Mark. Let's go to Craig in Columbus, line two. Welcome, Craig.
Hi, Sebastian. How are you doing?
Good, good.
First of all, I want to tell you, I think your opening is awesome and inspiring, culminating with Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death.
That's our engineer, as was Leroy, who is in happy retirement, sequestered. He made that, and yes, it is very good, and thank you. I hope you're listening, Leroy. Carry on, Craig.
I have two questions and a comment.
Okay, you got to be really quick. Go ahead. You got 90 seconds. Go ahead.
First question, how can my government in Ohio, under Mike DeWine, shut down restaurants, ban freedom of assembly of more than 50 people without declaring martial law? Question two, why didn't all these deep staters and one world order people shut down all flights in and out of China by January 22nd, the day after President Trump responded to the emergency? And I have a message for the swamp. My president didn't screw up. You screwed up.
I like that message. I like that message. The second half I do not like. There is no such thing as an established one world order. That's tin foil hat territory. So please don't ring up using phrases like that. When it comes to the first question of what a given governor can or cannot do with or without martial law, look, you can ban people going to bars and restaurants, but wherever it's happening, you're not going to get arrested if you go to a bar or restaurant right now. We haven't had martial law declared. State by state, these things vary, and governors, because we are a republic of states, have great powers. But let's not go there just yet. There is no imposition of martial law. These are state requirements right now, and we are asked to observe them. Thank you for at least two of those questions, Greg. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Now more than ever, we've got to stay healthy, be commonsensical, wash your hands, clean your surfaces, eat well, eat healthily, and support your immune system. If you aren't eating healthily enough or you think you could do better, just do what I do. Take Balance of Nature. What Dr. Douglas Howard has created is truly health in your hands. Six little capsules I take before the show every day. Three red ones for fruit, three green ones for vegetables. When I take those, I am eating 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's how I ensure I get dastardly things like kale in my system and spinach. If you don't like vegetables either, but you want to be healthy, this is the way to go. If you want to boost your immune system, take Balance of Nature. Order it right now with my name and get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's a super easy number, but write it down, please. 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. Secret code in either case, G-O-R-K-A. Back to your calls. The call board is full again. Danita, John, Craig, Alexis, don't go anywhere. Back after these messages.
We know that the first government to be aware of the Wuhan virus was the Chinese government. That imposes a special responsibility to raise the flag, to say, we have a problem, this is different and unique and presents risk. And it took an awful long time for the world to become aware of this risk that was sitting there, residing inside of China. I also want to call attention to the Iranian regime's misinformation campaign surrounding the origination of the Wuhan virus. Instead of focusing on the needs of the Iranian people and accepting genuine offers of support, senior Iranians lied about the Wuhan virus outbreak for weeks. The Iranian leadership is trying to avoid responsibility for their grossly incompetent and deadly governments. Sadly, the Iranian people have been suffering these kinds of lies for 41 years.
That was Secretary Mike Pompeo telling it like it is. And I do like the fact that he's calling it the Wuhan virus. Which country knew about it first? The country of origin. China, and of course, Iran is spreading misinformation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you are sitting at home sequestered, doing your social distancing, and you're having fun ordering things online, you know what you really should be buying? You should be buying yourself and everybody around you one of Mike Lindell's premium My Pillows, so you get a good night's sleep. Perhaps most important of all, exercise, a good diet, and a good night's sleep. If you use my name, Mike's going to give you 60% off right now. That's the biggest deal he has ever offered on TV or radio. Go to MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. And special code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to John, San Diego, line three, waiting very patiently. Hi, John.
Hi, Sebastian. You mentioned the flu.
Yes.
If nationwide quarantine does not reduce flu outbreaks and deaths by 95 to 98%, then the quarantine didn't work. Because nobody knows how many deaths there should have been from the coronavirus, but if it does, I mean, the quarantine's everything. So
yes,
you have to watch, when this is all over, you have to watch what happened with the flu and whether this was an entire waste of time destroying our economy.
Yeah.
And as for its contagiousness, no less than six foreign dignitaries have had physical contact with Trump while they were sick, and he's not sick. So either it's not that contagious and Trump was completely correct when he said that at the beginning, or he's as healthy as his doctor claimed he was when he was running for office.
Yeah, look, I'm going to say something, you know, that you might find a little strange here. Don't use my former boss as an example of health, because he is unique. There is nobody I know at his age who runs on 2.5 hours of sleep and is as healthy as that man. So, you know, if he's more resistant than most, I am not surprised. But to your first point, yes, this social distancing should affect all types of virals that spread in this fashion. And if they don't, we'll see that the damage to the economy truly has been disproportionate. Thank you, John. Let's stay on this issue. Let's go to Alexis in California, line five. We have so many calls. Welcome, Alexis.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? I hope you're well.
I am.
And I am, too, and I'm in California. I just wanted to add that those waiting in line in close contact outside of big box stores for an hour or so before the doors open are in more danger of catching coronavirus than if they just went along with normal daily routines. And remember, there are other viruses out there that the big box panickers are more vulnerable to than the corona, along with stress and panic that's weakening their immune system.
No, exactly. And this is the question I asked, Alexis. Is your level of worry, is your level of fear proportionate to less than 150 people dying in America? Because if it isn't, you need to calm down. You need to get some perspective. You need to not stand in line with hundreds of other people if you're supposed to be doing social distancing. This is exactly the right message. Thank you, Alexis, for your voice of common sense. Let's continue. Danita, Florida, line one.
Hello, doctor. Good to speak with you again.
And you.
Real quickly, thank you. And I have 2 points. Number one, I do think it was a... once again, bless his heart, our president, you know, reacting to the noise from the left side and wanted to make sure he didn't, you know, mess up. So he gets into this really heavy and deep, jumps on the wagon. But I also know he's brilliant enough to make this work on, you know, for the right. And I also, because he's done that the entire time, it always works for his favor and our favor. So another point is the stock market. Yes, the Dow is reacting to all of this, you know, panic and it should. I mean, everybody's shutting down. There's no.
But hang on. It shouldn't. This is the absurdity of it. Think about the stock market. When you're seeing 1,000-point crashes, what are you actually positing as the person who's selling? I mean, you're so short-sighted that you actually think that when we come out of this, we still
won't be the strongest nation in the world. We still won't have the biggest economy in the world. You're a lunatic. Why are you selling right now? What do you think, that suddenly after we come out of the coronavirus, we're going to be Vanuatu? That suddenly we're going to be Belgium? This is the absurd. This is why that earlier caller nailed it. We are living in the age of allowing emotions to overcome us. The fundamentals are still there. When we close, when we end this insanity, when people go back to work, when people go back to the bars and the restaurants, we're still going to be America. We need to get a grip right now. And that's why we're doing our special. The next hour, you're going to get to ask your medical health questions from my personal doctor, Dr. Sam Pappas, in studio, because he's not afraid and he'll take your calls. And that's why when this show finishes, 6 p.m. Eastern live, we're going to roll straight into our coronavirus special with our national hosts. Hugh Hewitt is going to be in studio with me. The great Dennis Prager is going to be with me. Mike Gallagher and our White House correspondent, Greg Cluxton. So now is the time to get a sense of perspective. And that's why we're here. And we are here for you, here with America First on the Salem Radio Network. Broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. That's one thing I'm always going to be taking, whether people are panicking or not, because this is how I relieve my everyday pain. Originally, it was a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for almost a decade, for 9 years. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. It went and has yet to come back 15 months later. Then, as you've heard me, I'm sure, regale you time and time again, my recent knee surgery, pretty serious knee surgery, drilling through my knee. I got off those regular pain meds as soon as I could. Why? Because Relief Factor is natural, and Relief Factor attacks the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. And I'm so thankful to Pete and Seth Talbot for creating this remarkable product. You could also find liberation from your daily pain by trying Relief Factor and the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Go to Relief Factor right now. See the incredible testimonials from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back. And then order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. As the president says at his rallies, in a slightly different context, what have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls. Call board is full once more.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
From our listener and my buddy Louie, I just increased my payroll deduction for my 401k. Let the chicken littles sell off their stocks, and the likes of me will invest in the greatest country in the history of the world. That's the American way. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let's go back to your calls. Todd in Atlanta, line 2. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. How are you?
Good.
Great. I just want you to remind you guys, you, Sean, all the great guys out there, the ladies, too, that host those shows on Fox I love. I just want to remind us that without context, there's no meaning. In other words, these people that are overreacting, they're not comparing this to the viral outbreak during the Obama administration. They're not even mentioning how they reacted to that.
Right.
I'd love to show some media commentary during the outbreak of that, how CNN covered it, how MSN covered it.
Right.
You know, all the and I think Obama didn't even react early enough until there were like hundreds of deaths. If I recall,
there was over 1,000 dead. It took him 6 months to declare that an emergency. And by the end, we don't have exact figures, between 12 and 16,000 Americans died as a result of N1H1, and more than 600. What was it? More than 60 million Americans were infected. But you're right. Nobody's talking about it. Great point, Todd. We need to reiterate that fact again and again and again. Let's go to somebody waiting very patiently also in California. Greg, line 4. Welcome, Greg.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, music is the background soundtrack to my life, so it's a real toss-up between your bumper music and your show, I just got to say.
Oh, that's what we want to hear. That's the right answer. We've succeeded.
Your show always does win, though.
Thank you, Greg.
Anyways, listen, this is a tin hat conspiracy, maybe, and I need your measured and sober response to
okay.
this. After hearing Governor Kelly shutting down the school in Kansas for the remainder of the year,
yes,
and I kind of thought, you know what, I wonder if she's a Democrat, because, you know, I just don't believe any of the stuff that is happening just out of, you know, real concern anymore because of all the fake news that's constantly coming out. And then after losing on the Russian collusion and then Ukraine, I would not put anything past the governments working together. The Democrats working together to try to continue to push this narrative just to try to get as close as they can to that election, because they have no way of getting this man out. He's done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
He's always fighting for us.
Look,
this is their last.
Greg.
Yeah, so I just don't know.
Yeah, Greg, I look, it's clear that in D.C., the national players, the Pelosis, the Schumers, they're using this for political profit. When it comes to individual states, I'd have to analyze this on a case-by-case basis, but I'm not going to posit stuff that I don't see some indication of evidence for, because that's how the fear-mongering has fuel added to it. But it's an interesting question. Back with your calls and Newt Gingrich here on America First.